This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I'm telling you, as we had a sermon a few weeks ago about the rich man that was in hell, he was pleading for someone to go tell his brothers about Christ. I'm telling you, you have the opportunity to tell someone about Christ. Are you contending for the faith? Paul goes on to say in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. I love this one. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Oh, wow. He says, fight the good fight of faith. If you're going to be a good soldier, you must fight. And I'm telling you, and I'm fighting for the truth. And we know that the world hates truth. We know that the world is in darkness and they hate light. They don't mix. So there's going to be some friction. But Paul is encouraging not only Timothy, he is encouraging us. And I'm praying today that if you listen to this message, as time is winding out, stop playing. If you love your loved ones, love your friends, tell them about Christ. You say, hey, this person is my friend, and you never told them about Christ. Shame on you. I'll tell you a story. I used to work at a big corporation, and I start telling people about Christ. They say, hey, you can't do that here. You know what? I shortly after left that company, but God had set it up for a better place where I could even do more witnessing. We must take a stand for Christ. Whenever we get an opportunity to tell someone about Christ, we must do it. Now don't get me wrong, you're there to work, but if someone asks me a question, and that's what the issue was, I'm going to tell you if you ask me a question. And you got to make sure you get their work done. But are you a good fighter for Christ? Are you standing on the Word of God? Now here, as we're ending, the next thing, the fifth thing to be a good soldier, you must be a finisher. Are you going to finish the mission that God has placed you on? And the ministry that God has placed you on is the ministry that God placed Jesus on. He said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Jesus further followed this up and says, I will make you fishers of men. Are you finishing the mission? Or are you still on your little break and haven't got into the fight? You're comfortable in your little nest, not telling nobody about Christ. You do a little ministry work and, oh, that's good enough, I'm doing good. But you won't put yourself in the crossfire when you're standing for Christ. You're comfortable. And I'm telling you, if you're comfortable, God is not going to use you. He's only going to use those that are uncomfortable because they're in the position where they simply have to trust Him. Now, as we must follow our commander-in-chief, listen to what Jesus did. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Listen to this. Oh my. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Listen to this. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's Jesus. Wow. He was the author, the creator, and the finisher of our faith. He was a soldier. He was the king. He's the commander-in-chief. We are to follow him. He finished the course. I love it when he was on the cross, when he said and gave up the ghost, and he said, it is finished. Oh my. He is a finisher. Because he was all in. The Father sent him to go die for the sins of the world that we may live. And he finished.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.